Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, including all the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out. Tell me what you think. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com. Yep, founderscode.com. It is Denise Simon. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, it's a happy day in Buckville. We won, barely, 19-17, but...
ugly game.
Oh, man.
Ugly game.
It was ugly, but they won, and just win, baby. Who said that? Oh, Vince Lombardi, just win, baby, win, right? There you go. Okay. I got to talk about, you speak about winning. How about losing? Joe Biden took a little trip to the Capitol last week, and he wound up leaving the Capitol worse off than he was to begin with.
This cat, he was supposed to go over there and help negotiate, okay? This bill wasn't going to move an inch unless the Progressive Caucus got their way, and they did not get their way.
Mm-hmm.
So, he didn't move the needle. And furthermore, he really made everybody angry except the Republicans. The Republicans expected the failure.
Yep.
So, Jayapal and the Progressive Caucus, which otherwise known as the Marxist Caucus,
yep,
really did the country a favor.
Mm-hmm.
A backhanded one, but they did us a favor.
Well, he ran his mouth without even knowing what the hell he was talking about again for the umpteenth time and proclaimed that this infrastructure bill and reconciliation bill were going to be linked after Nancy Pelosi had already promised everybody that it was not going to happen any longer. They were not going to do that. And, of course, the moderates that Biden needed are now furious. The progressives were furious to begin with because they didn't get what they wanted, and nobody is happy.
The Republicans are happy. We should be, the country should be very happy.
Yep.
So,
yep, we are. Mm-hmm.
But now the vote, I don't think, is going to take place until the end of October. So I would like for somebody in the media to ask Biden, because he said it himself, as well as Pelosi, that this $3.5 trillion won't cost a dime. Remember that? They both said, won't cost us anything.
That's right.
So would they do a signing statement to validate that? Somebody needs to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
And see what they have to say.
Even though we know.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course. But the point is, they're out there selling it to the United States, the American taxpayer. And in fact, there's another tour that launches this week about, you know, trying to sell it. So, yeah. Will they, in fact, put their signature to a signing statement that, one, that they've read it, and two, that it won't cost us, the taxpayer, anything?
Well, here's their problem. Most voters have finally smartened up, and they believe the $3.5 trillion reconciliation budget bill and raising the national debt ceiling will cost them a bundle in additional tax revenue.
Well, of course it will.
Yep, we know that, and they know that now. They're paying attention. They finally woke up and are starting to pay attention.
Well, finally is an interesting word. You know, it's like, you know, welcome to the way that the Democrats are operating here. This is criminal. I don't know how else to put it, but it's truly here at this point a criminal act. And Janet Yellen, by the way, should be absolutely fired.
And, of course, Senator Marsha Blackburn is not afraid to say what she thinks because over the weekend she said President Joe Biden's social infrastructure plan is a roadmap to build back broke.
Correct.
You bet. You betcha. Yep. And we've been saying this for a month or two.
So now, look, there's so much money from the previous spending bills.
Yep.
That haven't even been spent yet.
Yep.
So this is a Ponzi scheme.
Mm-hmm. Well, my impression, my understanding is it's $1.5 trillion, or I'm sorry, $1.5 trillion or something like that, money that's still sitting there that hasn't been spent. Maybe it's more.
Well, Yellen has done some, I would say, some illegal stuff that also don't think that anybody is calling her out on. And that is, she's moving some of this money in order to pay some of our debt. And I don't, that cannot be, that's not legal. Only Congress can decide what happens with this money.
That's what I thought.
Oh, well, somebody needs to be asking some harder questions.
Yeah, there needs to be some lawsuits going on here, really solid lawsuits. Somebody needs to get on the ball and do that. Okay, here comes the music. We'll talk about that a little bit on the other side of the break. I'll be right back, folks, with more with Janice Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over to her website, FoundersCode.com. Check out all the different stuff she's got going on and become a follower over there. And you'll get the sit reps when she puts them out and follow her on Facebook. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. God bless America. God save America. God help America. And boy, we better wake up pretty quick there, folks. Some people are waking up a little bit slow at the draw there, but wake up. It's We the People. We the People run the show. Now, Tuggy the Patriot Pup brings you this segment of the program. And again, remember, education of our youth is always critical. And we had to trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, folks, that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother Lauren Kelly, who's written 3 great go-to books for grade school kids. And this is a tremendous way for them to learn American history with a heart. So, go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, and check out what she has there. 3 different books, 3 different volumes. You can buy the set, or you can buy the books one at a time. And all you got to do is, if you're a homeschooler, this is a no-brainer. It is a must if you're a homeschooler, for sure. So check it out, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. The books come in English and Spanish, too, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. All right, let's jump on back here to Denise Simon, and we have a caller on the line, Denise. It is our favorite question asker, Backgammon Bob. Hey there, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. I heard you talking about having all this unspent money around that Yellen was moving. And by having all this unspent money around, it's effectively diluting the Congress's power of the purse and changing the way that the Constitution is supposed to work. And the second thing I wanted to ask about was, why doesn't the press ever just flat out call Biden a liar? because that's what they're doing. And this might not call it, but one of these press conferences, say to Jen Psaki, to say, hey, you're lying about this. This incites fact and stuff. All right.
Okay. Well, if the press calls them a liar, either one of them, I think you and I are going to declare a national holiday, aren't we?
Well, if you listen very carefully to the White House press briefings, you have to listen real carefully. Some of these reporters are challenging Psaki, and then she equivocates in a big, huge way, including the question. Not only did George Stephanopoulos ask him in the ABC interview, but they later, the White House press pool asked her, Psaki, about your general said that you needed to leave forces, 2,500. And she goes, no, it was split. Well, okay, then give us the name of the general or the flag officer that said, no, take them all out. And she wouldn't do that. So she's equivocating.
Yeah.
And they know that she's lying. They know that this administration is lying. Mm-hmm. They won't use that word. But there you go.
Okay, now we just had a text direct message from James in Clearwater. He says that because we're going to talk about what President Trump had to say here in a second, but he said the Nobel Prizes are the left's participation trophies. Just ask Obama.
Okay.
Now, we do know that over the weekend, we were told that former President Donald Trump wrote a letter to the Pulitzer Prize Commission calling out the shoddy, dubious, and manifestly false reporting by the New York Times and Washington Post that won an award in 2018 for their reporting.
I think that was on the Russia collusion, was it not?
Yes, ma'am.
I think his letter is premature. Because Durham's not finished.
Right.
And I think there's going to be many more charges. I don't want to say convictions.
Indictments.
I think there's going to be a few more charges. So I think that we need to be a little on the patient side just yet.
Yeah, he has actually called two more people that are attorneys of some sort at the Perkins Coie law firm, and they are coming to testify to his grand jury, so we'll see.
We will see is correct.
Yep. Now, I'm not going to bet the farm on it, but I would be willing to bet that the chances are pretty good since he's taken this long to get rolling along there. Again, you got to dot the I's and cross the T's, and when you're doing stuff like this, and I'm only very limited in my experience with it, but I did some work as a fire investigator on a serial arsonist, and boy, it was like we had to get everything just absolutely positively spot on to where we actually caught this arsonist with a camera that we set up. So then we had him dead to rights. But anyway, okay, let's see here. This is from Fred in Fort Lauderdale. Hello, Fred. He says, Captain, let's not get gleeful about these Durham referrals or any indictments. The Palmer partners, former for Perkins Coie Law Firm, will claim attorney-client privilege with Hillary and company. It will take a year for that to be unraveled. And after 2 years, we would hope to work some product from Durham and dozens of staff lawyers and law clerks and their assistants out into the public, too.
Attorney-client privilege is not absolute.
Correct.
So, in this particular case, Durham, if you read the first 27-page indictment on Michael Sussman, there's evidence in there because he's shown us some email exchanges, which says that he already has some evidence. Now, how he got that evidence, I don't know, but then again, you know, he's the attorney du jour on this one. So, Yeah, I think there's, I think it's going to, he's probably cut a deal and said, okay, who wants to, who at the FBI wants to cooperate? And I would probably argue that Strzok and Page might be two that are cooperating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that for sure, but I think that they may be cooperating in order to get the bigger fish. And the bigger fish in this case would be Comey and McCabe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't think that we're, we're finished with this one by a long stretch. But getting McCabe
mm-hmm.
and Comey would be major.
Okay, we've got a message here, direct message off the website from John. John is in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you, John, for the message. He says, love the show. Love it when you get your guests together. Love Frank Silvato. Love Denise Simon. Love Kyle Warren. Love the Colonel. Captain, did you hear about the fact that that guy from your state might be up here wandering around in our woods? I think he's talking about Brian.
Oh. I'm not buying that one, that this cat in called the FBI and said that he had a sighting and a conversation with somebody he thinks to be Brian Laundry. I'm not buying that story. It's out there, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll know once they get it verified. Oh, by the way, Dog the Bounty Hunter is hot in pursuit.
Yeah, right.
He's an opportunist, and we all know what's going on there.
Well, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that put a lot of value in the work that Dog the Bounty Hunter does and has done. And mm-hmm. he has done some interesting work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But I think in this particular case, with the sighting in the Appalachian Mountains, I'm not really buying it. I could be very, very wrong, but I'm very much a skeptic on this one.
Okay, now to wrap things up here, the former FDA commissioner, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, on the Sunday shows yesterday said the vaccine companies are using big carrots, which is a code word for money, to get the vaccine mandates imposed in America. Now, Kristen Sinema apparently got as much as $750,000 dumped in her campaign war chest, if you will, by the very vaccine companies that were expecting her to vote for them with their different things, and she has not done that yet.
I'm not aware of she getting a campaign contribution of $750,000. That would be epic. I can't speak to that one.
Yep, it's come out. Let me see if I can find it real quick here. Let's see. Eric has it posted in my Facebook group, I do believe. Okay, well, here comes the music. We got to talk tomorrow about all this. We'll still be talking about some of it, you know.
Yes, sir.
All right, have yourself a great day.
You too.
Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and I'm coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden has been working this weekend, according to the White House, and will be holding some meetings at the White House with top congressional leaders in the next few days as he's trying to get his infrastructure bill and a larger social spending plan passed by lawmakers. The president saying, quote, everybody's frustrated, but says that's part of being in the federal government. Mention Huntington Beach, California to pretty much anyone on the planet, and they'll think beaches and beautiful clean waters, but now a cleanup operation's underway in those waters. As the Huntington Beach mayor says, the oil spill that's developed has come from
an offshore oil production operation.
The spill of about 3,000 barrels worth of oil, first reported early Saturday, sequel to the 2018 comic book saga Venom, Let There Be Carnage, is the new top movie in the U.S. and Canada. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for veterans and military news on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two campuses. I'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. Find out more by going to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, and the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, to train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, one of them is right here in my backyard, Tampa, Florida. They're on the Clearwater side, the Pinellas County side, Clearwater, Florida, where their campus is located. I'm here in Tampa, so that's about 10 miles away, roughly, as the crow flies. And there are other campuses up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just beat the New England Patriots 19-17 last night. Whew, ooh, what a game. They'll remember that forever up there, I'll tell you. Now, here's the other thing, okay? You can call them at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, either the campus in Clearwater, Florida, or the campus in Concord, Massachusetts. But you take the tour of the campus, find out what they're all about, find out what a certified aviation maintenance tech does. You'll get to talk to students. You'll get to talk to teachers. You'll also get to talk to the money people, and they'll tell you how you can finance your education. Now, if you are a post-9/11 veteran and you haven't used your educational benefits, it'll be taken care of 100%. If you're pre-9/11 a veteran, then you've got a percentage left if you haven't used your education benefits, or maybe you don't have any benefits left because you use them all up, whichever the case may be. But that being the case, then you get a standard student loan, all of which can be done. So, NAA.edu is the website. 800-659-2080 is the phone number. Now, after the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff contradicted President Joe Biden's statement about plans for the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, a majority of voters now think General Mark Milley is telling the truth. They say his plan was better than Biden's, who's probably lying about what he's trying to say now. Now, that is astonishing. That is astonishing to get that number out there. And when I tell you the numbers, you'll be even more astonished. Now, a new Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 60% of likely U.S. voters think that keeping the 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, as Milley testified, would have been better than the complete U.S. troop withdrawal that was completely screwed up by Joe Biden and whatever orders he gave the military. Now, only 24% disagree, favoring the decision to just withdraw completely out of Afghanistan and don't look behind, while 16% are not sure. That's a pretty good percentage, 60-26-16. Or 24-16, there you go, that's a pretty good percentage. Now, there's also something else coming out of what has transpired at Kabul. Now, Major General Christopher Donahue, the last U.S. military member who had boots on Afghan soil, who was shown marching to the C-17 airplane as the last plane took off, apparently has created quite a stir over what he may or may not have done. Now, Donahue reportedly ordered all of the passengers aboard a C-17 transport plane to disembark so he could have a souvenir loaded onto the plane from the Afghanistan war. The souvenir, or war trophy, was an inoperable Taliban-owned Toyota Hilux with a fully operational Russia Zu-23 anti-aircraft autocannon mounted in the bed. Now, once the Hilux was loaded, passengers were allowed back into the plane, but, of course, there wasn't room for all of them. So, according to troops on the scene, they've reported that at least 50 people and many as 100 SIV cardholders were left at the Kabul airport to make room for the Hilux. Now, it's believed many of those people left behind have been or will be killed by the Taliban, in part because of the information allegedly provided to the Taliban commanders by Donahue himself that he was leaving those people behind. And he was in direct contact with the Taliban commanders that day. Now, we know that because General Frank McKenzie verified it. Now, I hope this is wrong. I really do. I hope that it's just somebody blowing smoke because they want to hear themselves talk. I hope the writer of this article doesn't know what she's talking about. But we'll see. This article, by the way, is from Red State, the writer Jennifer Van Laar. And I've already talked to one of the news people to find out more about it. And that's not their department, so they don't get involved in that. It's apparently a different department altogether. But I'll try to get to the bottom of this because this is just, this is just, this kind of stuff just really, really grabs me the wrong way and many other people too, for obvious reasons. Okay, back to some military headlines. The budget extension came just a few hours before federal agencies would have been forced to shutter due to a lack of funding. Now, the stopgap budget plan keeps us going until December the 3rd. We'll see what happens there. It may, in fact, have something to do with pulling out of Afghanistan. But military suicides are up 16%. But officials are not blaming the pandemic. So who do you blame? What do you blame? The numbers have dropped 16% over 2019, 2020. This is not good. Not good at all. Now, CENTCOM is reporting that a senior Al-Qaeda leader was the target of a counterterrorism strike in Syria and was taken out by one of our drones. To that I say good riddance. The State Department also says everyone who was on the Afghan evac that left before the general's plane had SIV cards. It was widely reported that they didn't, and we didn't get our last people out that we should have. But apparently, there were on this one plane. However, we did leave people behind because there were people in Afghanistan that were so far out in the wilderness, outside of Kabul and around the country, that the only way to get to them and bring them back was by helicopter. And apparently, we didn't do a lot of that. Now, we also know that a bipartisan group of lawmakers is pushing to expand their role in national security matters, injecting heightened congressional scrutiny of the use of military force, arms sales, and national emergency declarations. We know that legislation that was introduced aims to shift the balance of the power between Congress and the executive branch on foreign policy. The measure is now dubbed the National Security Reforms and Accountability Act. Keep your eyes on that, because that may change the way the military goes to war. That's what that's all about. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
I got Obama Paul.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it away right now. Now, my conversation with the Watchdog on Wall Street is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, on my bad back, that feels really fantastic. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best And your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you more money when you show up. But you got to tell them the captain sent you when you walk in the door. And right away, you'll hear ka-ching. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
How is the world treating you?
Oh, it's not too bad today. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much, because the celebration was on last night after the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New England Patriots, barely, in a very sloppily played game in the rain. But what a game it was.
Yeah, the Bucs are, continuing to march on after the loss last week. You know, they probably expected to beat New England a little bit better than that. I know you're missing Gronkowski yesterday and whatnot, but, they get some tougher games moving forward. I think these are good learning bits for them. They're going to have to, it's hard to repeat. They got to get that team back playing the way that they did last year. But once you do that towards the end of the season, you'll be set.
They did miss the Gronk, and it was raining. It was wet. A lot of guys were missing balls, I'm sure, because of the rain and whatnot. But it is what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
The money fight, Mr. Watchdog, sir. The money fight continues in Congress, and Bernie says it's just not enough.
I don't know. I think exactly what I told you was going to happen is going to happen, and I think it's kind of like a big rope-a-dope, quite frankly. $1.5 trillion's Manchin's line. They said 3.5, which is actually 6. It'll probably end up being
Bernie said 6. 2. Bernie 5. Did say 6.
Yeah. It'll end up being around 2.5. And taxes are going to be going up. Again, I think this is a lot of political theater. I really do. I think they know exactly what they were doing. I knew that they were going to have to negotiate this down. I wouldn't even be surprised. You know, they get some Republicans to jump on board. They say, oh, it's a compromise. They want to look like everybody is, helping each other out. But again, this is, if it does go through, even further, lurch to the left here in this country, a lot more entitlements.
Well, the Progressive Caucus, which you might as well call the Communist Caucus, led by California Representative Jayapal, says the $3.5 trillion budget plan is not about the price tag, but then she said the $1.5 trillion is not going to happen. It's all or nothing.
Yeah, she wants to do both of them together. And, you know, actually, Nancy Pelosi, really kind of stuck it to the moderates in the party, because she promised them a vote last week, and now they don't expect to get anything done until the end of October. If that's the case.
Yeah, but she also said they wouldn't vote for both of them together.
Yes, yes. But again, they were supposed to have a vote on Thursday. That got canceled, and they promised on Friday. That didn't happen on the infrastructure bill.
Yeah.
We shall see what happens next, Captain. I'm very, weary about this. I think that we're being played, and I think that they're going to get some sort of massive spending package through.
Yeah, and Biden, by the way, blew everything out of the water when he decided to run his mouth and say, well, we're going to put the two bills together and we're going to take care of this. He not only alienated the progressives, he alienated the Manchin and Sinema and some others along the way that just said, boy, what is this? Sanchez said this,
yeah.
And now Biden says that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch, without a doubt. I do think, though, like I said, it's the cynic in me when it comes to Washington, D.C. and politics that I think we're all getting played on.
Now, are you familiar with some of this green energy stuff?
I follow it pretty much, yeah.
Taxes. Let me talk about this for a second. Solar panels are not as green as people think, as the battle is now looming on the massive panel tariffs. There's a tax on the panels that you put up to have solar power.
Anything that was part of the stuff coming from China because of the fact that they manufacture them at such a low price. I think it was part of the, I'm not sure if Trump put those on, but, you know, there's, you know, it's part of a lot of things that come, into the country. Again, solar panels, they've gotten a lot better and more efficient. And, you know, I can understand if you're, you know, living in the right spots, and they might, benefit you. It might be cost efficient.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in many respects, many places, it's just not the case. And quite frankly, just not enough. We, you know, couldn't put enough of them up, to satisfy our energy needs, not even close.
Do you know any, Latinos? You talk to any Latinos on a fairly regular basis?
Of course. I got clients all over the country.
Okay, well, the Latinos that I know are telling me they're dumping the Democrats, and some of these guys are Democrats to begin with, but not anymore because of the anti-job, anti-oil climate agenda that the Democrats are trying to ram down their throats, and they don't want any part of it.
Well, yeah, listen, it's going to be devastating if energy prices, you know, continue to rise. I was reading about this morning. Energy prices in Italy just over the weekend, isn't it, Italy, went up 30%. Now, imagine, you know, for people that you know, are not, let's say, you know, well-to-do or it doesn't really matter, and that's a significant part of their budget every single month, and all of a sudden it's a 30% hike. It's going to be tough. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, the Democrats can scream and blame big oil, blame this one, and blame that one, blame collusion. No, it's not. It's just complete mismanagement here, and it's shutting down all of these energy sources that we need to be utilizing.
Well, in an economy that's been upended by the coronavirus and all kinds of shortages and price spikes from here to there, from paints to plastics, now we have a chemical shortage that's causing the prices to go up even more.
Oh, there's lots of chemicals, elements, whatnot. Funny thing is that there's, because of some of the things that they're doing, there's a shortage of CO2, believe
yep.
it or not.
Yep.
A lot of things that are really, really in short supply, you know, and it, all through the supply chain, taking things and making making things take much, much longer and also making the prices go up.
And you know you're in trouble if you're Joe Biden and Saturday Night Live mocks you for the impasse on the $1 trillion spending problems.
Yeah, it was that opening
monologue.
They did a lot. I don't know what the ratings were. I mean, I kind of have to go after them to some degree. I'm sure they probably had a little bit of fun with it. Yeah, you know, they've been friendly to the left, and that's always been the case for a long time. But they've had some good ones where they can be equal opportunity bashers, too.
By the way, the Senate passed a stopgap transportation bill, which will fund the furloughed transportation workers so they still get paid.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody's going to continue to get paid. And if they had a government shutdown, it's basically like a paid vacation. You know, you don't get paid for the period of time, but then when you get back to work, you get paid for all the days that you didn't.
Yeah. And finally, Iran has asked the U.S., as a show of goodwill, to unfreeze the $10 billion that we're holding.
Yeah, well, I mean, we freed up a lot already. This is the stuff that Trump refroze.
Right, right.
You know, it was part of the thing. I mean, a lot of it, you know, remember Obama dropped off in cash. There and you know, in pallets during the Iran deal that they put together. I don't know if this is a prerequisite to, you know, jump starting, because I know Biden and John Kerry and all those guys that want to get back into that deal that they had before. I'm not sure.
All righty, here comes the music. That means you got to let you go, and I will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out. Catch his podcast. He has a daily podcast over there, too. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And, of course, his weekend show, heard on many of these same stations, The Watchdog on Wall Street. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.